Unleashing Your Inner Magician, class number 8. Woohoo!
Huh.
It's gone by fast. We decided yesterday, Bridget and I said, you know what, this is just whizzed by. So hopefully you feel like you're getting what you need, and if not, today's a day to turn it around, because today's class is all about intention. Why don't we do a check-in around what has shifted for you around trust since our last class? Who would like to start?
I've noticed it came really clear I was getting intense and I wasn't trusting in the results I was getting, and it was really highlighted in the last couple weeks, and seeing when I just relaxed and how things were just happening that way.
Oh.
So effortlessly. It just was a completely different energy. It's still for me an art of watching it and mastering it, but the shift when I was relaxing and just trusting was just amazing, and my life was so much more fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a lot more fun to be around, I'm sure.
I'm quite sure. I think it's very brave, I really do, to trust, because it's so counterintuitive when things are hard or things go wrong to just say, oh, just relax and it'll all work out. You know, our little monkey mind says, what do you mean, just relax?
Yeah.
You're not okay, I got to do something about this. And if I'm not doing something about it, I got to blame somebody about it, and it's either me or somebody else, so I think I'll do both.
Yeah, I noticed, too, that the key thing you did was relax.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you relax, and this is for all of us, then you are able to let go and trust and have a lot more fun. When we're fully relaxed, then our spigot's fully open to the universe, and that puts us in direct source energy, and it puts us in the flow, and, of course, complete connection to inner magician. So, yahoo, good work.
Yeah, I've also been using gratitude. I've noticed that in the blaming and putting it on other people, I miss the joy or what I'm getting, which is positive. You also really helped me with that, of just really staying in a certain situation of what are the benefits, actually, that you're getting, not the negative, but let's look at the other side. And shifting that makes more come in, and it's really rapid, so I wanted to thank you particularly for that.
That's good.
It was very powerful. So that, yeah, gratitude also is a very powerful shifting agent.
Now, I don't know if I told you in this class or not, but even if I did, I'll tell you again, because to me, it was astounding. I was going through a very, very rough patch, to say the least, with my mate many years ago, to the point where I thought I was nuts for choosing to be with him, yet I wasn't getting the signal to go. And my intellectual mind said, are you nuts? You need to get out of here. This is not healthy for you. Run. Do not walk away. But really, in my heart, I said, it just doesn't feel right to go, at least not right now. And so one of the key things that I did is I got a great big poster board, not just a journal. For some reason, I really wanted it to be visual. So every day I would write on it 5 things I appreciated about my mate. I don't know how long I did it. I probably did it for about 2 months. And that literally was the changing point in the relationship. And within a couple of months after that, I had a different person on my hands, because where I was focused was on what was working well. Even if I saw very small evidence, I wrote it down. And pretty soon that was the person that he became. So remember, it's more powerful than you can even imagine. And another trick is to appreciate out into the future. It's sort of like setting intention, which is what today's class is about, where you're looking for what you want, and then you begin appreciating that it's on its way. So you begin appreciating as if it's already happened. Like, woohoo, universe, thank you so much for delivering 10 new clients this month. This is awesome. Can't believe how easy it was. This is just so delightful, and I'm loving the money that's coming in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, universe. Remember, universe doesn't know what's real or not. It's just always responding to how you're feeling. And that's why when I have clients who say, you know I shouldn't say this to you. I don't want to say this out loud, but... And I said, you can keep it to yourself or say it out loud. It doesn't matter, because the universe is interpreting your vibration through how you feel. So it's not like you're keeping it a secret from the universe if you're not speaking it out loud. It knows. It just knows. Sorry. So that's why it's important to keep changing the way you're feeling. And appreciation has got to be one of the easiest ways on the planet to do that. So good job. Go, go.
Okay.
Who's next?
I've had a wonderful week. And then I found it Sunday. I was just sitting in my garden and just feeling perfect. And I don't remember a day like that. I really enjoyed everything. And it was wonderful and delicious.
What was it that allowed you to do that? What changed?
I stayed in trust
for
most of the week. I was in the mountains. It was a very stupid, silly thing. Like, okay, where am I going to go walking now? I'll go to here and go there. I said, no, just drive and see if you want to stop there. And if you don't, if you drive past it, it's not that place. So I sort of let it happen without thinking, because my mind gets in the way very easily. And I had this wonderful day and lots of improvements in my mood, attitude, behavior. The way I feel my husband, and I appreciate him so much. I don't remember how long ago it was like this. And I need to find a way, though, to remind me of staying in this trust state when things are not so smooth. But something not so nice happens, I tend to forget.
So what would be a good reminder for you?
I was thinking of writing, because I like writing, so of writing things, writing trust yourself, big, and hang it around. But after a while, I tend not to notice things. So, but I will try with this one, because I can't think of anything else. So rather than staying there and thinking.
And notice you're using the words think.
Yes.
And so you can totally trust, hey, for this moment, this is what I'm going to do to remind myself. I'm going to write it out. And then when that no longer feels fresh or true for you, you can trust that the next inspired action will come through for you for a reminder. And it could be something completely different and something that just absolutely jazzes you.
Okay.
You know what I find, too, is that versus having a sign that says trust, I find that something that is a question, an inquiry that has me think, works better, and I tend not to ignore it because it's active. It makes you ask the question of yourself, like, where can I bump up my trust, or where am I not trusting, or something like that that really has you engage with the word.
Am I trusting myself?
Yes.
Like
am I at 100% in trust, or you know, whatever will work for you?
Yeah. And last thing I wanted to say is that I also started moving from my mind to my heart. As you noticed, Bridget, I'm a lot about thinking. I can now intentionally move to my heart, which was very hard before. And when I'm there, it's so joyful and peaceful. I'm learning to let go of my mind and thinking, and this is, I think, the key.
Good job.
Fantastic.
Who's next? Where have you noticed that you've been bumping up trust or out of trust? It was amazing to just listen to just now, because I had a very similar, well, not a similar experience to hers, but what she said is very in there. I had quite a breakthrough this week with being able to put the thoughts in my mind that create doubt and worry, to bring those into my heart. And that just immediately puts you in a peaceful, trusting, natural, trusting state. So that was pretty big for me this week.
Good. Who's next?
I had a really fascinating week because I was traveling. I don't always travel well, but I made the decision in advance I was going to be a supportive wife, and part of why I'm coaching and working with phone is it affords me that freedom. But I was completely a wreck, really, for a lot of the first several days, completely jet lagged, just felt like I was losing it. I think I just, in listening to the call, because I missed it, and it just felt like everything got cut off, but just in listening to it and constantly kind of coming back to myself, coming back, and really trusting that everything would work out just fine. Eventually it did, and I found lots of sort of questions that I really didn't expect. It was quite delightful. And usually I found the lessons, where I least expected them. So, that to me, that's what trust is. It's even if I show up and I feel frustrated that it doesn't seem quite right, generally something, it just always unfolds. And then there's always something else there that I didn't anticipate.
Good. You guys are becoming very good at being the observers of self, which is so key.
And noticing, too, what I'm hearing as well is that when you have your trust filter on, I've been hearing that people are like, hey, well, it may not be perfect in this moment, but I know something good is coming. And so you're focusing on the evidence of, hey, something really good is coming, and that's what you're looking for. And of course, wherever you put your attention is where you are. So really, really just so delighted listening to everyone's journey. This is wonderful. Who's next?
This week was really exciting because I got to go out to Vancouver and pick up my new little birthday car. But it was
awesome.
Interesting. I had to take my old car home, and right away my husband and other friends are, oh, who's going to drive you back to Calgary? And they get into the, fretting, and it's like, it'll all work out, I trust. Somebody will bring me back. And it did, and so then when we get to Vancouver and we're driving back through the mountains, it's not my favorite place to be driving, is through the mountains, and so I really was aware when I was out of trust, and then just acknowledging, actually out loud to my husband, I'm kind of freaking out right now, that's a pretty steep drop. You're going a little fast in this car, and so then... And then, choosing just to, it's okay, we're supposed to be where we are, and moving back into love and trust, just acknowledging that every time I'm out of trust, and then choosing to come back into it.
That's good.
Oh, and I know the other little thing I want to say is that with my business, I had picked a number for money and for clients, and then I didn't quite get to that number, and... Right away in the past, I'd, oh, well, this isn't working. Just throw up your hands. That's it. You're totally out of trust. But then, Gina, you had sent on your last e-zine about just looking at it and, okay, now, breaking it down into smaller modules and just refocusing and, okay, well, next month I've got to bump this up a little more. And so that was really good. I didn't go back into that old, oh, this isn't working stuff. It's like, okay, no, I am going to continue trusting, and I see how it's just going to get better and better.
I love what you just said, and this is powerful for all of us, acknowledging, oh, okay, in the moment, your higher self observed, hey, I'm not in trust. You claimed it. You said it out loud. And then immediately you went to something so powerful. You're like, okay, this is what I'm going to choose. And that puts you right in your power. You're in present time. Oh, I can change anything at any moment, and you put your attention on what you wanted to choose. And also with your goal, sometimes we need to expand our timeline of when we think things are coming in and to let go of that a little bit.
Have I told you all my story about the crab feed?
No.
This is a good one because this just shows you that, really let go of time frames or this didn't work out. Because a lot of times what we do is we say we want such and such. It's got to look this way. It's got to come to me in this way. And it's got to be in this time frame. And if it doesn't, that means I'm not doing a good job of manifesting, and now I'm suffering because I didn't get what I wanted. Well, many, many years ago, when I first came into Law of Attraction, there was a big, huge lot of us, and we went to a crab feed. This is where you get an abundance of crab, and you can eat all you want, and everybody stuffs their face. It's in a church hall, and it's very grubby, and they have a raffle of all these prizes. And usually all the prizes are really, kind of crappy and cheesy, but it's still fun. And they usually have one or two good prizes at the end. And there, I had my eye on a television, and it was a great big television. And mine, I still had the kind that, you know, was you had to go and turn the dial. It wasn't digital, and it was kind of falling apart. And I said, that TV is mine. I so locked on it, and I told everybody at my table, that TV is mine. They're like, okay, Jeannie, yes, that TV is yours. And then it came time for that end raffle. They called the number, and my ex-boyfriend was sitting across from me, and his name is Boomer. He wasn't my boyfriend at the time, but still great friends. And he jumps up, and he says, that's me. And I looked at him, and I thought, wait, it was supposed to be me. And he went up and got it, and I just was sitting there. I was delighted that someone at our table got it, but I thought, where did I go wrong? I didn't say someone at this table went in. I said me. I don't get it. Like, I was really scratching my head over it, puzzled. I was so clear that it was mine. I had not an ounce of, you know, doubt in my brain. It was so mine. So I'm sitting there perplexed, and we left, and we all went back to my house to have wine, and we were unloading and going into the house, and the TV was in the back of a truck. And so, you know, Boomer said, hey, guys, will you pick up the TV and bring it in the house? And I said, it'll be fine out here. No one's going to steal it. And he said, Gina, that TV is so yours. Did you even think for a moment I was taking it home? He goes, it's yours, honey. You know, I'm giving it to you. And at that moment, it all, you know, clicked together, which is the game is never over until it's over, and it's not our job to say, oh, wait, it didn't happen. It's like you still hold the vision, because it will come in a way that you may not expect it, and it may be that, you know, you've got a little out of alignment. In my case, I obviously was completely in alignment because it came to me right away. But sometimes, you know, we're just not quite up to speed with believing. And it doesn't mean that it's not coming. It might come a week later. It might come a month later. It's just that, imagine that it's stuck at the post office, you know, and they can't find your address to deliver it because you're not completely aligned. And then as soon as you get aligned, they're going to find your box with your goodies in it. You know, it's been shoved in a corner, and it's going to come directly to you, and you'll think, oh, my gosh, I thought it was never coming, and here it is. And this speaks to what we're talking about today, which is intention. Yeah. When it's that crystal clear, it cannot help but come to you. It is yours. And the game is never over. So good story, Nadine.
Yeah, I've got this great quote from the universe that I want to read to you guys. You can ask me for what I want if you'll let me deliver it the way I want, the universe.
That's awesome. By the way, if you are not subscribed to TUT.com, TUT.com, Totally Unique Thoughts, it's Mike Dooley, and he sends out quotes 5 days a week from the universe, and not only are they spot on with Law of Attraction, the guy is hilarious, and he's got humor in everything that he writes, and this guy channels this information clearly. He may not admit it because I asked him about it once, but he does not write those and stocks them up, you know, for weeks of time. He literally sits down and writes a new one every day. And there's never any repeats. They are all completely fresh and new every day because that guy is tapped in. So who else has not said hello?
I'm having a little fun today with 17-second process.
By the way, for some of you, if you do not know what that is, we are actually doing that today.
Oh, yay. Well, actually, I've kind of tweaked it a little bit because they say, you know, bump it up so you get up to 68 seconds. Well, I think 69 is a better number. So that makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
In my little office outlook, I have a little pop-up reminder popping up randomly now throughout the day to remind me to take 69.
That's awesome.
I'm having the most fun. I've had the most fun today with that. So.
That's great. Jackie, I think fun definitely has to be one of your top values.
It is.
And humor. Humor is in there.
I needed to find some today, so I found it. I'm creating it. I'm creating it.
That's right. Does not say hello.
What shifted for you around trust since our last class?
I just moved. I've been in a place in 1 week, and I think, you know, you have ideas of what you think you want something to look like or be. And, you know, just like even just the example of decorating my new space and putting things in certain places and acquiring things. And I just realized that you sort of need to be in the space
and let it evolve more. And I think it's more of like an analogy for the bigger things in life, you know what I mean? Of being more present with what is, and, you know, it's sort of a silly, it's a little thing about decorating a space, but it's more of an analogy for bigger things. And I think just trusting and being present with, you know, yourself from moment to moment, no matter what space you're in, literally or figuratively.
Yeah. And by the way, no desire is silly or petty. If it's important to you, it's huge. In talking about intentions, I'm going to bring up one of our learning points today, and that is, when you are creating an intention for what you want, for anything, whether it's, you know, how do I decorate my space, where do I want to live, what do I want for lunch today, to never settle for what you think you can get, but truly intend for the exact way that you want it. And what I mean by that is, sometimes it's easy to say, well, that's pretty good, you know, whatever choice you have in front of you, that's pretty good. It may not be quite it, but that's good enough. Why not go for better than good enough? Go for, this rocks my world. This is so over the top to me. In fact, we've been renaming this class, and the question, you know, that Bridget asked me when we're coming up with our options is, does it sing to you? Meaning, is this really it? Does this light you up? Is this magical for you? Because if it's not, then we'll hold out. And if we have, we nailed the one that we want. But if we had to hold out, which I'm actually doing with my other business partner, Eva, we've been trying to brand our company for a decade. We're not branding it and choosing, you know, our brand until it literally has a big clunk for us, and that's it. I recently have been looking at new houses, and I've got it really good right now. I have a pretty spectacular view, and I'm very clear that I want to move closer to the water. And I want to have a water view. And now my real estate agent, she's great. She knows law of attraction. Not quite as grounded as I am. And so probably sometimes she's just like, wow, this is it. This is an amazing house. It's got a water view. And I have that yeah, but it's not the angle of the water that I want. I want that bridge over there, not this bridge. This is where the sun sets, is over here, and I want the sunset bridge. And it's not okay for me to have a patch of water in my view. I want the full-on view. I want a barbecue looking at that view. I want to be able to walk downtown. Now, I saw another spectacular house that had me jazzed out of my mind, and she reminded me, Gina, this is over the top. This house is you. It looks like an Italian villa. It's got an amazing pool, and it's got a huge water view. But it's not towards downtown. I can't walk to downtown. I'm like, oh, it can't be it then. It just can't. I will find my perfect house at the perfect price, in the perfect way. And I've got to be willing to hold strong to that and not settle for something that's good. It's got to be spectacular. Okay, on with the show.
Okay, so we're going to go to grounding. So bringing your attention to the inside of your feet, bringing it right there, wiggling your toes, and imagine two suction cups underneath both feet, drawing you down into the earth, setting your intention that you want to be grounded, and also setting any intention that you would like from today's class, allowing that to go down into the earth, and imagining a beautiful gold beam of light that's traveling down your legs, through the suction cups, and going straight down to the core of the earth. And then imagining the beautiful earth energy, that red, rich, supportive earth energy coming up through the suction cups, up through the bottom of your feet, bringing it up, drawing it up through your legs. And then it splits at the hips and it travels straight up through your spine. This is your emotional highway, so it's clearing your nervous system as it comes up, drawing it up to the top of your head, out through your crown chakra, and then it just fountains out. And now imagine a string pulling your top of your head, and your posture is becoming really erect and straight. And you're sending a gold beam of light with the intention of connecting to the sun. And also
sending your intention for today's class up into the sun. So you've anchored it into the earth, and you're also sending it up into the sun, connecting to the sun's energy and allowing that beautiful, vibrant yellow light to come down through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, and allowing it to flow down your body, straight through the center, and down into the earth. So this energy is set for the day to be flowing where you're fully connected to the earth and fully connected to the sun. And also taking a deep breath, setting your intention to draw back any energy that you've left scattered out in the universe, out on any worries, concerns, people, anything, drawing it all back to you right here, right now, in present time. Drawing that back to you. And also we're releasing any cords, any attachments, anything that does not serve your highest good is immediately grounding down into the earth. Fully being here right now and fully present. So I want to talk to you about the distinction between intention and attention. They're two very separate things, but they go hand in hand together for creation. So when we set an intention, it takes us out of like the land of confusion, it takes us out of the land of hoping or wishing or maybe. Intention set a very direct and clear direction of what you're wanting. And also, when we write down our intentions, it makes them much stronger because our attention aligns with them, and we take it out of our head. And when we can see something directly on paper, it helps to organize us and focus our attention on what we want. And also, when we write something down, it utilizes a different part of our brain. So our intentions direct our attention. And through the law of attraction, we all know that whatever we focus our attention on grows bigger in our life. And this dynamic functions on every level, you know, from our thoughts to our relationships to our material objects that surround us. So, for example, if you decided, hey, I'm going to go and buy a Mercedes too, your attention would start to refocus and you'd start to notice the Mercedes coupes all over the place. And then the next thing you know, there's one parked in your driveway. It's happened to all of us at some time or another, and it's happening constantly, although we don't always realize this or pay our attention to it. So say if you're a writer and your attention focuses on what's wrong with your writing, you'll start collecting the evidence to support what's wrong with your writing, and your experience around your writing will reflect this. So to put it really simply, you are always where your attention is. And so if I was to set an intention today, all right, I'm going to San Francisco to find the most killer red shoes to match my dress, my attention starts to align with my intentions, and my next thought is, oh, cool, I'm going to call my girlfriend who's an expert with shoes and she knows all of the shops in San Francisco. And then my next thought immediately goes to, oh, good, I love to be on the internet. I'm also going to Google because that's fun for me. And then imagine if I don't create an intention and I just think, well, maybe I'll go to San Francisco today and find the perfect red shoes. You know, if I feel like it, I'll go, or I'll just see what happens. So immediately my attention follows this, and I think, well, I don't really feel like it, and maybe I'll just take a bath or read a book. So do you get the clear relationship between our intentions and our attention and how our attention follows our intention? So our attention needs to be in alignment with our intention to stay in the flow. The thing about our intention is we can create them all day long. You know, like our little things add up to big things. So, for example, we can be intentional about the quality of the phone calls that we may want to have for the day. you may wake up and think, I want to keep my phone calls really limited, so you'll be intentional that everyone I speak to today, we will have everything down in like 2 minutes or whatever it is, and it will be a friendly, fun, and loving conversation. And then another intention may be, I feel like eating really healthy, wonderful foods today. So be really intentional about everything that you want to experience during the day, and you'll notice how your attention starts lining up with that.
It is important to remember that it is a moment-to-moment thing about creating intention, because intentional living really is about the small stuff too, and we have a tendency to just use intention when it comes to the big stuff. I know that's how I was. I learned about this process when I was in my early 20s, and boy, I would only whip out the law of attraction tool when it was something really big. I really want to go on this vacation, I don't have the money, or I really want to create this new business. But on a daily living, I just, whatever I got, and I was either happy or I was upset. There was no in-between place. And not until I really tapped into the work of Abraham Hicks did I realize, you could just be creating in every moment. That now this is what I call a life of bliss. When you have the ability to create your daily story about how your life unfolds, now that's cool. And I'm not talking about some long, drawn-out process. It's just a moment. You just go, how do I want this to go? How do I want this to go? Bridget and I are creating the agenda for the class. Okay, how do we want them to feel? What do we want them to walk away with? And all of our creation for the class agenda comes from those questions. What do I want to experience myself? How do I want to feel? How do I want them to feel? Now, when you're doing your own intending, especially if you're not really consistent with it yet, you just worry about yourself. Don't worry about your impact on other people yet. If you are in alignment with yourself and your desires, your impact will be nothing short of amazing with other people. It will be perfect. So you really don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, that reminded me of yesterday when I was on the phone with Gina. My assistant had sent her an email about some things that I really needed to get done, and I hadn't heard from her like 5 or 6 days, and I'm like, Gina, what shall I do? And she's like, well, just intend what you want. I said, I'd love for her to start right now. And she said, start thinking about all the times that she just did the most amazing work for you and send out that appreciation. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I did that in my mind. It took all of, 5, 6 seconds. And then within a couple of minutes, I had my cell phone on, which I normally never do when I'm on my landline, and a text came through, working on your emails right now. So that's how quick it was. And I could have got my undies in a bunch and like, that's just not good enough to not do prompts and things. And no, so just in that moment, it was so quick and so easy to do the turnaround. So always if you find yourself in a place of, or something's not quite working, just simply go, what do I want? And align with that, and it can turn around in seconds or minutes.
Does anybody have any questions regarding the things that you wanted to manifest in this class? Like how to create new intention or attention with it? The intention's been set, but sometimes our attention goes bye-bye and we forget what we even wanted to create, or our attention is on the fact of what is itis. You know, what's currently in my reality versus what is it that I want to create?
I have a question, actually. When we initially set our goals, like I was pretty dead set. It's like, okay, I want to have a baby and I want to have 12 new coaching clients. Given from a starting my practice, it's like, yeah, sure, I can do this. But the interesting thing that I'm finding happening is that other things are happening. Not necessarily those, but for instance, goals that I had set months ago, like I wanted to write a book, someone came to me last week and said, hey, I work for a publisher, send me your book. And I had all but stopped writing it because I thought, no, I need to have the coaching clients and I need to have this practice for more material for the book. And so it's just kind of odd how, and maybe this is what you were talking about, Gina, with timelines, like maybe I'm totally off or I have no idea what the timeline is. Maybe I need to write the book in order to get the 12 clients. I don't know.
And it could be, because a lot of times when we're doing something new that's outside of our, our set point, it's not what we're used to. We're not used to having 12 clients. That would be, it seems like it would almost be a miracle to have that, in 3 months. It's focusing on one client at a time. But if you already feel you know, you say, okay, my focus right now is just on attracting one client. Forget timelines. Forget the 12. 12's coming. I'm going to do this one client at a time, and I'll just get excited about attracting that first new client. And then once you get the first new client, it's like, oh, I can't wait for my second new client. Love them, love them, love them, sending them love out into the universe, magnetizing the energy, bringing them to me. And the roundabout way, if you feel like you just can't relax around the specific goal, is, hey, let me go focus on something I'm passionate about, and here's where trust comes in again, right? I'm just going to trust that my passion and my knowledge while I'm writing, because this is what I'm inspired to do right now, is going to allow me to attract everything else I want. And if the book feels easier, then I highly recommend you go work on that book. And guess what? Because you're relaxed and you're focusing on something that feels good to you, you will attract those new clients. So your attention can either be on the specific goal, or your attention can go to something else that feels really good. And you let the universe work out the details on those clients.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
They will be a-coming. Make sure you've blocked out that space, because when they come, you're going to go, holy macaroni. I need to build in some relaxing time now. I got a full practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the other quick point on this is, I mean, even yesterday, I went to go see Amma, and I got hugged, and that was great. But the most moving experience was actually seeing all these mothers there. So my real lesson was, oh, my gosh, well, look at all these mothers, and this is how they are being as a mother. So it's fascinating.
By the way, Alma, who she is talking about, is this woman who is being compared to Mother Teresa, and her whole focus is literally giving people hugs. People say just one hug from Alma, and you can have a really magnetic, huge shift in who you're being, because she's just pure love.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's bring her energy on the call right now. Let's call her in. And everyone take a nice deep breath, and she's coming in, and all of us are getting a beautiful hug from this divine avatar, feeling the unconditional love pouring through from the mother. Allowing that, opening up your heart even more to receiving this love, this nurturing embrace, this unconditional love, and the acknowledgement of who you are.
Bridget just did, by the way, is another way that you all can create. You can create and have the intention to pull in any energy of any human person, alive or dead, angelic energy, obviously, any energy that you want simply by creating the intention.
Beautiful. How was that, everyone? What did you notice?
I almost felt as good as being there.
I know. I'm like, my whole body's tingling all over. It's like, ooh, I've almost got tears pouring down with the love that came in. And so knowing that you can create that, you can set that intention at any moment for anything, no matter how big or how small, anything you want, you can create that in the moment. Even if you don't believe it's happening, you can still create it and just put the doubting mind to one side and use your intention. It always comes in.
I missed the part of what Gina was saying about how are you going to bring it in, any person?
You can bring in any energy from anyone, whether they're alive or deceased, by simply using your intention. Mother Amma was available. I went and asked her before I called her in. I said, is that okay? I got a very clear yes. So outside of angelic beings and our guides, they are always there to help us. But if you're tapping into a physical person or someone that is deceased, you want to ask that permission from their higher self or to the inner magician, and you simply just ask, is this okay? And you'll get a clear yes or no. You'll get a sensation or a feeling in your body that will give you direct permission.
And you just ask them for the present?
Absolutely. Did you feel her come in?
No, I did not.
You didn't? You didn't feel any energy or anything there?
No.
Okay.
Try it again when you're in a relaxed space. You can also imagine yourself tapping into their energy You know, so rather than imagining that they're coming in, you're tapping into them. It's like you're just reaching your hand out and dipping your hand into the energy. And that's why it doesn't seem like that big of a stretch that it's something huge happening.
I was just thinking that even imagining maybe that you're just being hugged by the most loving being you can ever imagine.
Yes.
So whatever comes to mind.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, that's nice.
Does anybody else have any questions?
What I notice is that intention to me is something earth. That's your intention. And all of your muscles get tense. So I need to get into this intention, soft intention feeling, which is very linked with trust. Because if I set my intention and let my doubts start coming out.
Do you have a charge on the word intention? Is that what brings up resistance to you? Is there another way you can reframe it or phrase it for yourself that feels more easy?
I like the word intention.
Okay.
It's just that I feel that I want to move from what I've always intended, intention, to this soft thing, which is more of simply desiring something. It's just being focused, which is something I sometimes miss or sometimes lack. I just need to remember not to make it something hard, but soft.
Yeah, it's a habit and a skill set, and for you, I notice often, like, you know, your mind will kick in. You know, when I'm coaching people, if the mind kicks in, I just always say to them, imagine there's a really fun water slide that's in your mind and that's going down to the center of your heart. And you can make a choice, woohoo, I'm just going to go sliding on down there. And you can imagine your heart's like this beautiful warm pond of warm mineral water. And you just go, and you just go jumping in there. And so knowing that everything is welcome in your heart, you know, you can bring all your thoughts, you can bring anything down there, and it immediately dissolves in this pond of beautiful warm water, which is just filled with love. That's your heart energy. So it immediately just dissolves. So if you ever find things getting hard or you're thinking a little bit too much, go down for a nice little slide. It really is that easy. We can just shift our attention in a second.
It's the attention from the heart.
From
my mind.
Yeah, bring it down there and knowing that everything's welcome. So you don't create any resistance at all. Just, simple noticing. Okay, I'm making this a little hard. I'm in my mind. I'm just going to bring that down into my heart. And you can use any way of doing that. I just use the slide because it's fun and I like to make things fun and joyful and I love warm water. But you can choose anything that resonates for you. Anything at all.
Thank you.
Because I don't want to leave the call without doing this, we are going to do a 68-second process. Actually, we'll go to 69 today.
Just for you, sweetie.
That's right. And this comes directly from Abraham Hicks. To me, it is one of the most simple exercises on the planet and not used enough. Not used enough. Because 68 seconds of pure positive thought on anything that you want is the point of manifestation. It's like water boiling. You know, water requires to be a certain temperature to boil. And at that point, it's when it boils. Well, that's exactly what 68 seconds is. You practice it in 17-second increments. Because believe it or not, sometimes if you're not in practice with this, it can take quite a bit of time, right, to get focused on the thing that you want without any little gremlins coming in for 17 seconds. And then you keep bumping it up another 17 seconds and another 17 seconds. So we're going to do it right now. And what we're going to do is you're going to pick one of the things that you wanted to manifest for this course. It doesn't matter which one you pick. Anything that you want to literally feel a shift with and amp up the energy is the one that you'll choose. If you feel like you just can't get in a good spot with that particular goal, pick something else. You don't want to spend your time trying to manage all the gremlins. You want to be able to focus pure positive thoughts on this. Keep in mind that for each 17-second period, you are literally replacing action hours. meaning, let's talk about wanting new clients. If she wants to create 12 new clients, she could go out and go to all sorts of networking meetings, be doing lots of marketing online, talking to different people about doing joint ventures, or she could do 68 seconds of pure positive energy, and it will equate to literally hundreds of thousands of action man hours. Now, I'm not saying go out and do action. Just let your action be inspired, because it is not the action that creates your results. It is this internal work that we are doing right now. This is more important than any action hours. In fact, you should never leave home or take any action until you are lined up. Otherwise, you're just going to get what you're going to get. All right, so pick your topic. You can either focus on the end result of you already having the thing manifested or having an experience of the thing that you desire. You could see it like a movie playing out in your brain. It could be a snapshot. It could be a feeling. It doesn't matter. Whatever feels good for you. And you just hold that. And if you find yourself being distracted, or your mind has a yeah, but, or what if this happens, replace it with the intention of what you do want to have happen and just get right back on track. The end result is not to make sure that you have 69 seconds for your positive energy, but to just get more in the zone. So even if you only get there for, 20 seconds of time, it's okay. And I'm actually going to go for 2 minutes, so that it'll give you a little time to get warmed up and get in the zone. So everybody take a nice deep breath in. Continue taking nice deep breaths. Easier if you close your eyes. Get ready. Bring your topic to mind. Tap into that heart space, universal love, knowing that you are the creators of your perfect story. And go. And come back to the call. So, anybody have anything they want to say? About 68 seconds.
Wow, that was like out-of-body experience.
Indeed. Good.
That was really interesting. I did it with everyone, and there was a point where I could feel the momentum gathering, and then I saw it. It was like when a rocket gets launched, and I saw it just go out into the universe like a huge, it was like a rocket launch or a huge fireworks display going off right at that moment where it ignited. It was very powerful.
Yeah, I had a similar experience with Bridget. The minute it started, or the second it started, I felt like I took off in my thoughts, and I was seeing this movie of the entire event in all forms from beginning to end, fruition. Amazing. So much joy, too. Very light and joyful and fun.
All right. This week, of course, you will be focusing on being more intentional than you have ever been so that you can create the magic that you want. A way to frame this, like we were talking about earlier, is by using an inquiry versus, okay, I just have to set my intention. So start looking at each day, each moment, every time you're looking at what you want, to be asking about, is this a hell yes for me? And meaning it's got to be a hell yes. Like, I love this. It's Bridget's term. It sings for me. This is what I want. And if it's not a hell yes, then that is your signal that this is a hell no, and you do not move forward until it sings to you. What we'll also do is have you practice that muscle of asking for exactly what you want versus asking for what will do. Because you're not in this class to just create, so-so results. You're in this class because you want to literally feel like you are the personal magician. That's what you were born to do. You were born to manifest. There's no other option except to be in resistance. So, resistance, oh, it's magic. Yeah, hell yeah. Bridget, do you have anything to add?
Just a reminder with the cards, the intention card is got some questions on the back that you can always turn to if you can't think of what question or action steps, and it's great to help realign your attention. Yeah, play with the 69 sessions. It was so powerful and so magical. Play with it during the week, and can't wait to come back and hear all of the magic that's been unfolding. Have a fabulous, fabulous week, everyone. This has been such a delightful call today. I just loved it.